online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Amante Falkenstein.
The man who owns a derelict pub near Herne Bay that was damaged in a suspected arson attack says he thinks youngsters broke in and started the fire. It broke out at the former Plough Inn on Margate Road in Broomfield in the early hours of this morning. Alistair Knoll says whoever did it has created a lot of hassle.
Seems like a waste of everyone's time. We've got police here, fire brigade have had to be called at one in the morning, and just a nuisance, isn't it?
The ground floor of the building, which is earmarked for a new co-op store, has been destroyed by flames and smoke. A fresh reminder from the RSPCA to make sure pets are neutered. That's after two kittens have been found abandoned in a cemetery in Sittingbourne. The pair were discovered in a basket off Capel Road covered in fleas and looking very frightened, but the RSPCA say they're now doing very well. The Italian government is demanding the firm operating the bridge in Genoa, which collapsed on Tuesday, must pay to rebuild it. At least 38 people died, but up to 20 others could be missing in the debris. The Deputy Prime Minister has blamed the disaster on a lack of maintenance from the firm Atlantia. They say they were carrying out regular checks and will do everything they can to find out why it happened. The Department of Health is promising to look at findings from a report from MPs suggesting relaxing rules on e-cigarettes could save lives. Campaigners also want it to be easier to get e-cigs on prescription. These people say they feel healthier using them.
If I do smoke anything with nicotine, it kind of makes me a bit ill now. It's a major difference. I think you do find that your lungs open up a little bit more.
Eventually, I'm thinking I want to quit, so I thought it would help me, and I think it is.
But earlier this week, another report came out warning that vaping may not be as healthy as it seems. Officers looking into a report of a burglary in Folkestone want to hear from any witnesses. It was at a property in Radnor Bridge Road sometime between Saturday the 4th and Saturday the 12th. Cash, credit cards and a driving licence were reported to be stolen. Fans have been remembering Aretha Franklin at the places closest to her. Dozens of people danced and sang her hits outside the Apollo Theatre in New York last night, where she was inducted into their Hall of Fame. People have also been laying flowers and tributes outside her Baptist church in Detroit. And Arnold Schwarzenegger has been reunited with the Mr. Universe trophy he won in London in 1969. He says it originally went missing because he used to give all of his trophies to his mum, and she was so excited she used to give them on to other people.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and Kent's captains told KMFM he's feeling a lot more relaxed now that they've made it into the quarterfinals of the T20 Blast. They beat top of the table Somerset at Canterbury last night by just 6 runs. Sam Billings says he's happy with their performance.
A bit lost for words, I suppose, with it getting closer and closer. You're never out of this game, especially 2020 with a short side, one side. I thought the lads closed it out brilliantly.
The Spitfires are back in action tonight against Essex Eagles. If they win, they'll play at home in the quarterfinals. And that's the latest. Next updates at 2.